I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 14th. The Quincy City Council will continue discussing a plan to create a new home for Quincy College on Monday night. Officials last night failed to vote on the mayor's request to borrow $23 million to buy the Monroe Building in Quincy Center and create a new home for the college and for city offices. Some councilors are opposed to the idea, objecting to the overall $100 million cost, but others say the college needs a permanent new home to succeed. For the first time since last November, Quincy is in the green category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. As of yesterday, there was only one new case of the virus with 51 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate has fallen to 1.32%, and there have been 153 deaths. National Grid will begin a major underground cable replacement project in Quincy Monday. The utility company says it will begin the $92 million project along Newport Avenue, West Squantum Street, Stratton Way, and the Newport Avenue extension. The plan is to replace the underground cables between the North Quincy and Field Street substations. Phase one will be completed at the end of July. The entire project will be done by the end of 2023. Dove Domestic Violence Ended in Quincy says their recent virtual Let's Dance fundraiser took in over $75,000. The organization held raffles and offered entertainment to raise money for their programs that combat domestic violence and assist victims across Norfolk County. A traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 14th.